And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. Today we are going to talk about the armor of God, which is basically part two from last week. What we're going to do is talk about four of the different aspects this time, and then we'll talk about the other four next week, and that'll kind of wrap it up on the armor. So let's dive right in, shall we? First of all, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes or the sandals of peace. Those are the three that we're going to talk about today. And then the other three we'll talk about next week. So the belt of truth, that truth is knowing in God and Christ and the Word, knowing that our sins have been set free. That's the truth in which Paul is talking about. That kind of truth allows us to know that even though we are flawed, we are sin and sinful, we are still going to, as long as we repent, ask for forgiveness, His mercy and His grace will allow us to get to heaven, not through works, but through Him. And that's the truth that he's talking about here. Then we have righteousness, knowing that His righteousness protects us, that by faith I am protected. So as long as I have faith that Christ is protecting me, and as long as I believe in the righteousness of Christ, then I will be set free of this world when my time is up. And then we have peace. That's able to move to where peace is, and knowing there is peace in His Word. All this armor works together. It is, it's not as effective as what it could be if it's just one piece or another. And that's why we're going through all the different pieces. We've got, you know, you can have righteousness and know that His righteousness is protecting you. But if you don't have the peace in your heart, knowing that that His sacrifice for you, or if you don't have the truth, then righteousness isn't really going to help you much. And when we talk about the other pieces too, as far as the sword or anything like that, which is the Word, you're going to get the same reaction where you're not going to get to heaven necessarily just because you have one part of this armor or not. It's meant to be all encompassing and work as one. Much like the church itself is supposed to work as one. We need the full armor to protect ourselves and others. Not only just ourselves are under attack from Satan and from demons and even, you know, other humans, but so is our loved ones. And so we have to be dressed in this full armor to protect our children, our wives, our husbands, depending on who's listening. And so we have to really focus on these particular sections. And what we're going to do is after the break, we'll actually get into some of the scripture that's throughout the Bible, not just in Paul's writings. We'll actually see in other writings where this comes into play. So it's not like this is the only section of the Bible where it talks about this, and it's a new concept, truth and righteousness and peace. And it's not a new concept. It's been in the Bible for quite a while. It was talked about, prophesied, and everything else. So, you know, we know that the belt of truth, you know, that's basically where you hang a lot of your weapons. And so you need to hang your armor, you have to hang on that truth. And that's kind of where it kind of starts. You know, it starts with the truth. You know the truth of God. You know the truth of Christ. You know what happened. And you know what's going to happen later in the Bible if you read Revelations. And so truth is really where everything starts. That's where we get the start of the armor or the protection. Because if we know the truth, then we can protect ourselves and others. We can spot deceitful people and be able to counteract that with truth, knowledge, righteousness, the breastplate. This is where you know, when you're protecting something, especially in the military, you always protect the chest because that's where most of your vital organs are. You know, if you get hit in the arm, you're still more or less going to survive for the most part. I mean, yeah, it's not going to look pretty and everything else, but you get a shot in the stomach or you get a shot in the chest, most of the time you're not coming out of that because you're either through, you know, your heart, lung. There's a lot of vital organs. And that's where righteousness, because he protects our vitalness of ourselves. And with his righteousness, that's kind of why I think why Paul used righteousness as a breastplate, because he knew how much our chest needs to be protected by the correct thing. Can the truth protect our vital organs? It sure can. But the problem is that righteousness is what protects our soul, and that's where the chest kind of is. And the piece. I like that the piece is put together sort of like shoes or sandals. Basically, it just says put on, you know, on your feet. Well, in some cases, that could have been sandals. Nowadays, we kind of think of it more of shoes because it's the modern day. Sandals aren't always worn all the time. But either way, you put that on your feet. And I like that because it shows that you're not always going to be in a place where it's peaceful right now. And so you're going to need to move, or you're going to need in a theological way, move in the Bible to peace, or to move into a relationship with peace, or find a church where you have peace and have the truth and the righteousness taught, not just something with itching ears and soothe your own, you know, fallacies of what could be the Bible. It's, you know, where the truth needs to be. You have to move to that. And so that's why Paul chose to use the sandals or shoes for peace, because you're always having to move to find the peace. It's not something that's always going to come to you. Peace doesn't always come to you. You have to go to peace. You have to find that peace. And so that's where that comes into play a lot of times. You know, once again, too, you can take the modern day armor as well. And with peace, it's the same situation. You can be under fire, and the only way you're going to find peace is if you run. And if you've got some good boots, you're going to find it a lot quicker than the guy who doesn't have boots on or barefoot or wearing, you know, flip-flops in the middle of a firefight or something like that. So, you know, it's great how this still is perceived in modern-day armor, and it's still relevant. It's not something that's so archaic that you don't understand where he's coming from. These concepts are still vital to today's world. And so I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look at a bunch of verses that talk about the truth, about righteousness, and about peace. We're going to see throughout the Bible where it's mentioned. So it's not just mentioned in the armor of God prefix of where Paul was writing this. We're going to see where he pulls from the Bible to get this. So it's not just some random idea that he came up with. This is actual from the Bible where this comes from. And this is kind of, you know, and there's more than what I'm actually going to talk about. But I'm going to give you a few examples for each one of them so you can kind of see where this comes from. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. And we are back after that quick break. I do appreciate everyone who listens and listens to that break. It kind of helps support this podcast and help this ministry out so that it can be brought to everyone who's listening. So we're talking about the armor of God, and we are talking mainly this week about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes or sandals of peace. And that's where what we're talking about. We're breaking these down a little bit, and we're actually going to start looking at some scripture now. Other than just Paul's writing of the whole breakdown of the armor, we're going to see where these are going to be come into play. Now, First of all, we got Psalms chapter 43, verse 3. It says, "Send out your light and your truth. They shall lead me. They shall bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places." So here, once again, we're talking about your truth and your light, just like the truth of the belt of truth. And this is where he kind of pulls from this with the truth and everything. Here's another one of the truth. It's John 16, chapter 16, verse 13. "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come." And once again, that's talking about the truth of Christ or God and how he's going to guide us in all of the truth. And that's where we have to have that righteousness and trust and peace, knowing that God and is directing us, allowing us to do this, and that we should know the truth, which is reading it through the Bible as well. All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about the righteousness now. So let's listen to a couple for the righteousness. We got Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 through 9. "More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, deriving from the law, from that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith." So here Paul is talking about the righteousness of Christ, while how man himself is not righteous. We're not righteous. We're flawed, and we've got sins, and we have just, we're not able to save ourselves, which is why Christ came down to earth and then was crucified on the cross. And that's how we find righteousness, is through Christ and not through our own or through the law. Because if we went through the law of the Old Testament, none of us would be saved. None of us would be able to go to heaven, because no one is perfect. And at least at one occasion, we've broken some of the commandments of the Old Testament. So let's get, now I said before we listened to some of the stuff. So this is another section of the Bible. This is not from Paul, though. This is Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. So I'm not getting all my information from Paul. "In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live securely. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." And that's where Paul gets it. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is our righteousness. We can't do it. We are not righteous. And if anyone tells you otherwise, they're kind of full. We have people that are out there trying to say that, well, because we're many gods, we have our own righteous, but because we're through God, and it's a complicated spin around. So, but either way, we don't have the righteousness. Christ God does. All right. So now let's talk about peace. This is Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. It says, "The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." So here we're talking about peace. Lord will bless his people with peace. Once again, I think Paul used the sandals portion of it because he knows that if you stay in one place, you don't always have peace, because you're supposed to be spreading the word of God. You should be going out and talking and being a good follower of Christ. And so you can't do that with roots in your feet. You've got to be moving. So that's where I think the sandals play more into it. And then let's listen to John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or fearful." So here, Christ is basically talking about that he's going to give us peace. And it's not the world is going to get us. If we have peace in the world, if we are peaceful because of the world, then we have some problems. Because generally the world is wicked. We should be finding it through the works of Christ. We should be finding it through doing good for Him, not through our works, but allowing to move the ministries along. And so those are the verses that I found throughout. Now there's tons of other verses that talk about these particular things with truth, with righteousness and peace. And you can do an easy Google search. You can go on the Bible apps and type in these and you will find, you know, tons of different verses. And I just kind of picked out the ones that I think best fit, show that even in the Old Testament, we were hearing about how God was our peace, God is our righteousness. And then we also heard from John, which was basically almost quoting, was quoting Christ itself. So we can hear from one of the Trinities that he's going to leave us in peace. He gives us peace. Jeremiah, obviously, that was in the Older Testament. And he's talking about how the Lord is our righteousness. And that's precursor to Christ. We also heard John. So there was Christ again talking about the Spirit of truth and how he will guide you to the truth. And so we get a lot of breakdowns from different people in the Bible from different times. I mean, Psalms, that's probably more than likely David. So you've got a lot of people from the Bible that have a lot of clout, that have a lot of prestige with God, either hearing from him or having been blessed by them, by him. So you have a lot of people from the Bible telling you about this. So once again, you know, the armor isn't just something that Paul made up to kind of be that you know, jingle or that, you know, quick thing. Hey, this is something you could kind of remember. This is well thought out, well planned out, because it had to be talked to the church about the battle that we're facing with the spiritual battle. And so in order to get that point across, he had to come across with armor itself. You just can't say, well, you need truth and you need to have righteousness and peace. It's easier when you can put it with something such as, you know, a piece of equipment or something. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to stop here. Once again, next week we'll wrap up with the last three parts of the armor, and then we'll kind of move on to some new scripture, some new ideas, and some other things that's coming up. But we'll talk more about that next week. So until then, you know, once again, if you have any questions or anything, you can always email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. You can check me out on Facebook at the same, and just drop a message, or you know, you can check out on Instagram as well. I'm on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, you know, Google Podcasts, all that. I'm on all that. So if you want to listen someplace else, you can easily find it. So I'm also on Pandora and some others. So until then, have a great week.